Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us, we have Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we have a lot of stuff to get to with you, but I did want to start with this. Anything happen like overnight that we didn't already know about?
Well, unfortunately, we did have a report last night. Originally, it was a cardiac arrest in the area of Kim Strand and Conference Road. When we get there, we find out that actually it looked to be a victim of a stabbing. So there's a 50-year-old male that was killed, and we do have a suspect in custody, and we're still talking to him. I don't have any more information about that as of yet.
Okay, so, I mean, we don't know domestic or gang drugs. We just don't know anything at this point. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, all we know is we have a victim and we do have a suspect in custody.
Man, well, I mean, I'm glad we have a suspect in custody, but that's horrible to lose somebody. You have a follow-up, I think, because you and I had talked previously about this extraordinarily strange story at the Shell station with the bikers versus the guy in the car that had come back multiple times to re-engage with these bikers. But I think you guys have an arrest here, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. As a follow-up, if you recall, about a week ago, we talked about a scenario in which about seven or eight individuals on motorcycles were at the Shell station on Nine Mile Road fueling their car, and a white Honda comes up, actually goes through three times. The first time, he gets into a physical altercation. The second time and third time, it looks like he comes out with a weapon and shoots at them, damaging motorcycles. Fortunately, no one was injured, but we did identify Delaney Jamal Battle Donson, who's 32 years old, and then we were looking for him. We ended up finding him. He has barricaded himself in a home, and we called our SWAT team out. This is the one where there's a little video. FaceTiming it, or he was live on it, talking to the deputies that were out there at the perimeter. So he ended up more or less surrendering and without incident. And so we're able to make the arrest in that case. He's being charged with the shootings at the Shell station.
Well, I mean, in the end, it sounds like the good news is nobody was hurt. You found your person, and especially when somebody's barricaded in a home, you never know how that goes. And, I mean, it can go sideways pretty quick. So good work. And, again, just the one thing, I'm always eager to remind people of the things I've learned that change my perception. The key is that the SWAT team, when you call them out, their job is to save lives. They're not to go in there and hurt people. Their job is to save lives. They're prepared for everything, but that's the goal. And I just want to make sure people remember that all the time. We have this story, and this is one of the ones that definitely we have to talk about, the Blue Angel grocery story. It looks like there was a case of maybe a mistaken identity, kind of a confusion. It's a bizarre story all around, and I know there's been a lot of criticism of your officers related to this story. So can you maybe tell us what we know at this point, and what I assume there's an investigation, so I know you may be limited, but tell us what we know.
Yeah, well, we were investigating a couple hours earlier. We were investigating a suspicious vehicle where an individual had a gun and some drugs. During that investigation, we learned that one of the witnesses had lied to us about his name, and he was actually a gentleman by the name of Hassan Moore. Hassan Moore had active many felony warrants on him, one of which was armed robbery. So deputies Saturday, they went back to the location to look for Hassan Moore. When they got there, they were directed by an employee into the store when we asked where Hassan Moore was. So we went in there. We had uniformed deputies enter the store, which was open. And when we went to the back, identified ourselves, we were met with a firearm pointed in our direction. Deputies fired and took cover, and we secured the scene. Ultimately, again, we called the SWAT team. And ended up, the individuals inside ended up being a different Hassan and ended up being, I guess, a store owner, store employee. And that's where we talked to him. Obviously, we have not arrested him. And that's the scenario. It's really that simple. We are investigating it. We have our investigative unit looking into it. And then our internal affairs will be reviewing that as well.
So the two elements of this that stand out to me, number one is from his point of view, you know, if he's legally got, according to the article I was reading, I think it was in the PNJ, you know, he's legally in possession of a firearm and people are coming into his, where he lives in the back of this store and yelling at him, you know, he's scared. That's his perspective. And on the other hand, it sounds like there were two Hassans and the name is the same. And if you don't have the last name and there's some confusion about which Hassan it is, it's easy sort of to understand. Can't justify pointing a gun at the cops, but did he? Do we have reason to believe that he even knew that your folks were law enforcement officers?
Well, I mean, we're still looking at all of it. There are some interviews left to be had and see if there's some surveillance video inside the store. But I will tell you that the deputies went there looking for a robbery suspect. They were in full uniform, and they were directed into the store. They were announcing themselves, and then someone points a gun at them. It's never okay to point a gun at a uniformed deputy.
Mm-hmm.
It's never okay to point a gun at anyone unless you feel like your life is in danger. And I guess if you consider the fact that you shouldn't be pointing guns at people you can't see, and if you had seen them, then you would see they were in uniform. So, again, I'm not saying that you know, the critique or the review is complete, because it is not. But I can tell you some things that'll never change, and one of those is you can't point a gun at a deputy, especially one that's in uniform doing their job, and you shouldn't be pointing guns at people that you can't see, and you shouldn't be pointing guns at people who may not be an immediate threat to you.
And as you say, if you can see the person, then you could see their law enforcement, and that should be the end of that as well. Sheriff, one final question I had for you on the Blue Angel grocery story. I know exactly how people will read this story and understand this story, and so I want to ask you the question that they would ask, which is, so deputies wound up in a shootout of sorts with the wrong Hassan, okay, with somebody who had the same first name but was not the right person of what I'm assuming is some kind of Middle Eastern descent. It's the kind of thing that people look at and say, this is why we need more sensitivity training. This is why we need more awareness, even just to recognize that, you know, many Middle Eastern men have the same name, and that kind of mistaken identity, that can be a challenge. How would you respond to the people who are going to raise that question or have that perception, as I'm sure many do?
I guess I would just caution people on raising perceptions of things that they don't know all the details of. I think that the Escambia County Sheriff's deputies are very well trained, and we're getting even more professional. As you know, we didn't mention it, but we got approval for the purchase of body cameras, and I think that that'll go a long ways towards the transparency that Escambia County residents, I believe, want, and that I want as the sheriff of Escambia County, so that our interactions are visible to the public, so they know what we're doing and they know what type of law enforcement that we're providing.
Yeah, and actually that was the next thing I was going to ask you about, so I'm glad you brought it up. Since that was a big campaign push, and you and I have talked many, many times about body cameras, I assume this is a big relief to you that they're going to be on their way and you're soon going to have those on your deputies, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I wish we'd had them over the last couple of years. Obviously, that would have been beneficial to the investigation that we talked about just a second ago. So, yeah, the approval was done on Thursday. We're working with my finance guys and trying to figure out, how quick we can get them on. We have formulated our policy already. It's a standardized policy. As you know, we had them at the Pensacola Police Department when I was a police chief. And then my chief deputy, Tommy Leiter, has been at the police department the last couple of years, and they've got them. So the policies were pretty easy to come up with. We just got to get the actual cameras there, integrate them with our in-car cameras, and then, get to work with a level of transparency that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, most definitely. And I was excited to see this happen, and it turned out to be pretty easy. You know, the county commission went along pretty easily, which was also very good news. Hey, just one or two other quick things I wanted to get to with you. The jail, you were at the ribbon cutting yesterday. It's a weird thing to do a ribbon cutting for a jail. I'll just say it. I mean, it's odd to celebrate that we have to construct this thing at all in the first place. But in terms of, you know, making safety for your officers and in terms of a facility, this is good news for our county, right?
I think so. You know, they asked me if I wanted to say a few words, and I was honored to do so. And I was the same way you were. I mean, are we celebrating the fact that we need a big jail and, you know, to put our bad guys in? And I spoke basically about the fact that, to do things right, to do things in a way in which we can be proud. And the corrections officers will have a facility that, that they can work in, that they're safe, that the inmates are safe. I was part of the the groups that, that worked on a design when I was the assistant county administrator. I was actually on the selection committee for the contractor that ended up building the jail. So, I mean, it's a good feeling to see that, that all of that work and all those partnerships have come to fruition, and the jail looks great. I mean, again, it's kind of strange to say that. It's strange to do a ribbon cutting on it and celebrate it, but I think you should always celebrate things that are going to make Escambia County better.
Yeah, even the things we wish we didn't have to have, the fact that we need to have them, I mean, you know, we need them, and so let's talk about how to do it well. Last thing, Sheriff Simmons, is I think some of your deputies, along with PPD officers and maybe even some of the Pensacola Fire, might have engaged in a bit of a kickball event over the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, we're also working on more engagement with our community, and so we were happy to be a part of it. We actually served the hamburgers and the hot dogs I think we served 500 hamburgers, I was told, but there were kids around. We had our equestrian unit out there. We had canine Sadie out there. We had members of our cadet unit was out there playing kickball with us. Members of our SWAT team were out there playing kickball. I know the fire departments had their teams. I want to say EMS may have had their teams. Air Force, the East Pensacola Baby Rattlers were out there. Again, Pensacola Police Department. We had a number of people out there. It was just a great event. Weather was great until we got the SWAT call out. So, but we anticipate having a lot more of these things. And so if the 1620 crew want to challenge us in the kickball tournament, we're in.
You win. We're out. I'm not interested in losing that badly at any physical contest. So well done. Sheriff Simmons, thanks as always for the time. Thanks for what you guys do. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Take care.